So the PFD has been a key point in your campaigns. You argue that it should never have been cut and that permanent fund earnings should not be used to pay for state government. But others, like Bryce Edgman, have supported those moves, saying they're necessary to help solve Alaska's financial situation. So what did you think of the budget that came out of the last session? Because it did increase the PFD from $1,100 to $1,600 bucks.
Okay. First of all, it did not raise the PFD. The PFD should be about $3,000. This budget did not raise the PFD. It cut the PFD. So let's be a little more accurate.
Right. Under the original formula, the PFD would have been higher. I only meant to point out that the recent budget did increase the PFD over the previous year. But it sounds like, overall, you're not happy with the budget.
I am not thrilled with the budget. Stole from us less this year. So do you congratulate a thief that stole less from you this year than they stole from you last year?
So what would you like to see done differently? Would you cut spending further?
I have a background in manual labor, so I'm not the person to cut budgets. Every department, I think there's 14 departments, there are people deeply involved in their departments that know where they can save money. So I would have to be presented with a lot of information in order to figure out where to cut.
So you're open to new cuts as long as they're heavily informed by state employees. What about generating new revenues, like an income tax? Edgman has said that'll probably be necessary.
New revenue streams, I'm all ears on how the state can make more money. Now, as far as revenue goes, a lot of people consider taxes to be revenue. But basically what they're saying is, we need to help these people, so let's take money from these people to help these people. And the big problem is there's a good amount of waste. So I don't think income tax is a good revenue. And it's almost insulting to call it revenue.
We've been talking a lot about your budget philosophy and how it differs from Bryce Edgman's, but I want to ask you about Stan Swetsoff, too. You'll have to beat him in the primary in order to challenge Edgman in the general election. So what do you think of Swetsoff?
I like competition. It makes a better product. If Stan has a better chance of beating Edgman, then I will support Stan Swetsoff. I haven't heard a thing from him politically in 2 years. Not a word. I don't know how well connected he is to this whole political process. On his Facebook page, he has a map up of the district, but it's the wrong map. It's not actually our district.